Good afternoon, Outliers. Happy, what day is this? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. How y'all doing? Hope you're having an incredible hump day, right? Hope you're having an incredible hump day. I know I am. I had a long conversation with Mark and Mahesh today about the 2.0 upgrades, which, as you have seen, are pretty freaking sweet. We have several other upgrades in the 2.0 that I want to showcase real quick. The 2.0 upgrades go live in production for you to start playing with. Man, my voice is cracking like crazy today. The 2.0 goes live for you on Monday. I will be on vacation Monday. So you guys got to let me know how it goes, right? I want to know what you see. I want to know how it does. IGOG, 123. Glad you're here. All right. So let's jump into it. I'm going to showcase the 2.0. here. Yes, cool. All right, so here's some of the cool things in the 2.0. First is the Discord, right? A lot of people who have Outlier don't even know we have a Discord, but of course we do, and it's very active. We are on it literally every day, all the time, every day. So you need to be inside the Discord if you have Outlier. So we got a button right there for the Discord. Inside of the individual stock picks, individual stock screen here. A few new things, right? We've got the buy and sell signals have changed shape. You can look at the previous version versus the new version. They are a little smaller. I asked Mahesh to make those bigger. So that should be good. You'll also notice, look up here in this top section up here, right? It changes. That's giving you the detail where you used to hover over before and it would cover over some of the chart, which was frustrating, especially for me as well. What you'll see here is it's all aligned up here. So that's really cool. You can see the green overlay says uptrend. The red overlay says downtrend. And then we even have heat map signals, right? We even have heat map. Let me make this a little bigger. We even have heat map color codes, which is so awesome. I'm so happy about that. Oh, did you notice the zoom slider? That's really cool. But on the heat map, I love using the heat map as exit points. And in the discussion we had this morning, Mark and Mahesh were like, hey, Chris, do we need it to be like this particular one? If you look up on the top, it says heat map 15.36. They were like, Chris, do we need that sort of granularity? I'm like, no, I don't think so. So it's going to, I don't know when the update will go through, but it should be by the time you get it. It should be something like G15. So you should be able to see something like G15 to G20 is this shade. G10 to G15 is this shade. G5 to G10 is this shade. And it goes from 0 to 50. So there'll be red all the way up to 50 and green all the way up to 50. So that should have everything you'd want to know right there. Additionally, this blue line, that is probably the most important indicator. That is the price trajectory oscillator. So basically the buy and sell signals key off of, is the price trajectory oscillator moving up or down? And how does it look with the behavioral heat map? And how does it look with the overlays, the bullish bearish overlays? Now, this is dev. And as I've mentioned before, dev is slow, but once it's in production, it'll be quick. So just going to let that, in fact, let me refresh the page. Maybe that'll help it speed up. Still taking his time. Let me check up over here. Bahar, hey, bud. Will we have live while you're on vacation? No. Nobody else is covering for me. Sorry. Can we set up the 10, 20, 50 in TradingView? You can. I don't have TradingView to do that. But I can show it to you on TrendSpider. That's what I have. Brian, good to see you. Brian let me know that there was somebody on Instagram trying to scam people using my face. If you ever see anybody with my face trying to scam you out of anything, it's not me. I got better things to do than try and scam people. So it is not me. Back to this. Let me hit the max button again. So I want to show you the price trajectory oscillator in its full glory. When you go out to the max view, here we go. It can look really, really different, right? So here, the waves of the price trajectory oscillator, the up and down waves, you can see they're pretty consolidated up here, right? So it's not a giant sell-off. It's not a giant buying opportunity. Whereas up here, look at the height of this one versus the height of this one. This would be a signal for potentially a really massive reversal. And you can see, actually, it went down quite a lot after that point. And then when it bottoms out way down here, look at how low this version is, this turn in the oscillator versus how low this turn in the oscillator is. Big difference, right? So Mark and Mahesh really, really like to showcase the max view. So that's a good one there. Let's jump in and zoom into the performance summary. This is so freaking cool. Oh, perfect example. Okay, so we're going to talk about AAP. This is one Mahesh was following. And he's like, Chris, we got the buy signal on AAP on the production on March 4th. Let's go to AAP real quick. On March 4th. Okay. And so that was here. I'm sorry, March 4th was production. That's this one here. We got the buy signal in dev on the 2.0 upgrades here. So while it doesn't look like much, this is going to be really cool, okay? While it doesn't look like all that much, when you got it one day sooner, when you got the buy signal one day sooner, March 1st versus March 4th, your return went from $1.84 to $2.25. That doesn't sound like much, but think of it in percentage terms. So 2.25 minus 1.84 divided by 1.84, that's a 22% improvement. A 22% improvement in this one signal. And it looks like nothing even happened on here. Right? A 22% improvement. Isn't that crazy? So this is the kind of upgrades that we're talking about here, right? Very small. As far as like the grand scheme of things, we're just moving the signals a little bit sooner, but 22% greater return in that same time period, going from the 1.0 to the 2.0. And that's just on one stock in particular, right? We could do this all day. So it was really, really cool. Brian's here. Brian says, if the buy signals are even better than version 1.0, buckle up and hang on. Yeah, I just showed one right there, dude, for sure. Bluefin Trader, we'll miss you next week. Sorry, dude. I'm actually going to be in Disney World. We're going to be living the life. You know, my kids have been asking to go to Disney World for ages. We haven't been there since my little one is 8 now. The last time we went, he was 5 months old. So this is really his first time to experience it. So it's perfect, perfect age for them. Sebastian, Leo, Jorn. Hey, bud. Glad you're checking back in. All right. So that, let me see if there were any other updates to, I want to talk about performance summary. So we got these numbers yesterday. We were looking at these and they didn't match, but now the 6 month returns using the outlier signals in this particular one is 1186 and the buy and hold is 755. You can see the outlier signals right here versus buy and hold. How cool is that? That is so cool. And then the flat lines are when, hey, you're out in cash, not doing anything. Then you get back in and then outperform it and you get back in and you outperform it. How cool is that? But when you change the zoom, so we go from 6 months to 1 year, and it takes a moment. I know. This is my favorite kind of content where I just sit here and don't do anything. I love doing this live. There was one point in time where Rudy was, she is my editor. And she was like, you know, we could just record your videos and post them live. And I'm like, no way. There is something about the energy of being live where like you're on your feet, you're on your toes, you're making content, right? It's totally different than just recording. All right, back to this. We zoom out to the 1 year, 8.26, right? But the buy and hold is 45% down. Dude, talk about huge overperformance here, right? The signal return didn't do all that much, but if you consider the stock that was down 45% in this period, and if you were buying these signals here, which I know you couldn't have, but if you were, you'd still be up 8.26. That's a 53 percentage point swing. And a lot of the time you were just in cash. Isn't that so cool? So yeah, I am so stoked about this. Sebastian says, I hope they haven't changed Disney World into a woke experience. It was great last time I was there 10 years ago. Dude, one thing that I've noticed going off on a Disney World tangent real quick is that like the wait times are way down. And I had heard this, but I've been, you know, I got on the Disney app and I'm following along with all that. The wait times are way down. I think a lot of families have taken a stance and said, you know what? I'm not going to spend how many thousands of dollars, right, to go to a woke paradise. So you could be onto something there. I don't know, dude. Nathan, what's up? Brian says, for those of us who need to hear things seven times for it to sink in, does Outlier have a video or notes to explain all the new features? No. But that is actually something I want to invite all of you to. So this is coming up on, we just set the date for this a couple hours ago, on March 22nd, and it's going to be in the Discord. We're going to make a big deal about it. On March 22nd at 1 p.m. Central Time, so that'll be 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 o'clock West Coast Time. We are going to be live with me, Mark, and Mahesh, and we're going to go through this top to bottom. I mean, we are going to go through every single ounce of the 2.0. The reason being is we need that documentation, Brian. The reason being is that we need to do a full platform demo, a full platform layout, and the three of us have different styles of trading. And because of that, it's going to be so nice because I can say how I use something. Mahesh can say how he uses something and Mark can say how he uses something. And you all are invited just like this. It's going to be our webinar for that Friday. It's also going to be our trading room for that day too. So it's also going to be semi-private. It's going to be live on YouTube like this is right now, but we will only be taking questions that are submitted inside the Discord, right? So no Yahoos can show up on YouTube and start spamming questions in. We won't even be taking them. We will only be taking questions inside the Discord. More details will come for that, but that is in the very near future, and we will go top to bottom on every single item in there in the 2.0. So yeah, I'm actually really, really stoked about that. We're gonna once we do that, we're gonna chop it up, of course, and you know, make it professional, put some bumpers around it, make it look very presentable and put together. Then we'll have one big video, then we'll have small videos talking about little different things, and you'll probably even see it with some advertising that we do. But yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We talked about performance summary. One thing that we talked about earlier today was, I talked to them about breadth, and you guys know how much I look at market breadth. And oh, this is taking a while. I don't know why this is taking so long. Anyway, I look at market breadth, as you know. And one thing that I had noticed is, and I mention this every once in a while, is how many are on the bear list versus the bull list. So I wanted to do some analysis to see if this number is increasing. What does that do for the signals? Or if this number is increasing, what does that do for the signal? Should I be focusing more on bearish signals if the bear list is, you know, greater than 70% of the stocks? Should I be looking more for bull lists when this is greater than 70%? I don't know. It's about 50-50 right now. So one neat feature, and I don't know when this is going to come. They said they could get it pretty quick. I don't think it'll be ready by next week. But we're going to have above the watch list, we're going to have a little, I don't know what you'd call that, a little dashboard, and it's going to show like the bull list over time, if it's going up in the number of stocks that are on it or down in the number of stocks that are on it. And simultaneously, it will show the bear list, how that's trending over time, right? How many stocks are on the bear list? How many stocks are on the bull list? Do these crossover points matter? Does maybe greater than 50% matter? I don't know. And this will be a little legend over here. I think this is going to be a really cool upgrade. I don't know when that's going to come through, but that should be, it may not be ready by next week, but hopefully not too long after that. Mark and Mahesh were saying it was pretty easy to put together. And then we had another idea this morning. Also probably won't be ready by next week, but you guys know that I like to use this map whenever I'm looking at, you know, what's going on in the marketplace. We're going to build a dashboard where it'll be just like this. This will be so cool, where you can look at a moment's notice and see the entire market if it's got buy signals, sell signals, and what overlay is on it. Overlay meaning these red and green overlays. So that's going to be really, really cool. So we'll have the bull and bear list trends, as well as this dashboard at some point soon. But all just to make this better for you guys. You should see me on these calls. I'm like a little kid, like, oh, really? Can we do this? Can we do that? Bahar says, just out of curiosity, between yourself, Mark, and Mahesh, who has the best returns through trading? I don't know. Great question. Probably me, but I don't know. I am very data driven, and so are they, but we do things differently, right? Mark is a dollar cost averaging kind of guy, where he can sit on a stock and just add to it week after week after week, and then when he gets his sell signal, he gets out. Mahesh is more of a fundamentals guy, so he looks at what the company's doing, who's it selling to. He looks at annual reports. He looks at all the stuff that I give no shits about. And I am a technicals and price trend kind of guy. So I don't know, but good question, I guess. The sell signals are for exiting positions, not entering a short position. Okay. On this, always consider a hang on, I'm trying to find a good example. Okay, this should work better. Always consider a buy signal in an uptrend, like buying, taking ownership of that stock, right? Consider a sell signal inside of an uptrend, a go to cash, right? A go to cash. Now, a sell signal inside of a downtrend, not a great example because it didn't work out. A sell signal inside of a downtrend, I would consider going short. And a buy signal inside of a downtrend, I would consider taking profits on. Actually, whatever is before that would be better. Let me zoom out just a little bit. So yeah, that's the buy signal in a small uptrend. And then the sell signal here, maybe that was trending down at that time. I don't know. And then, you know, selling it until you get the buy signal here. That's a go to cash. A sell signal that didn't work out so well here. And then here's a buy signal inside of an uptrend. Small winner right there. So either way, that is how I look at that. I try. You mean stocks listed outlier or the whole market? Most of these stocks should be on that, right? So we cover 1,700 of the most liquid stocks and ETFs. So probably they're on this list here. This is the S&P 500. The size of it is based on market cap, which somehow NVIDIA is the third largest company in the entire world. Well, I don't know. I don't know how that happened. But either way, lots and lots and lots of cool stuff. Returns that are 20 plus percentage points higher. Getting into stocks earlier. Performance summary showing how outliers outperforming basically everything that it touches. Man, I was talking to them this morning. One of the upgrades that's coming later on is they're going to show like strength of signal. So rather than like just buy, just sell, it'll be something like really, really, really strong buy versus a weak buy, something like that. And Mark was telling me that like he thinks he could get his accuracy up to like 80% on some of these. And I'm like, Mark, dude, if you can make that work, you basically can just turn the stock market into an ATM, right? Just collect all the monies, close it down, because we will own everything. Now, of course, I'm talking hyperbole here, but I was like, dude, this is legit. You guys are in something special here. I have goosebumps just thinking about how cool this is. This is gonna be world-changing, and we're just getting started. All right, let's jump into our market analysis for the day. World-changing market analysis. By the way, I love being able to do this with you guys live every day. You make this better every single day when you show up. Brian says, will that be based on time posted? Specifically, will what be based? Sorry, I missed the first half of the question. The dashboard? Oh, the dashboard will have different things that you can switch from as well, from like 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, whatever. So it should be flexible in that regard too. I think that's what you meant. Hey, since you're here, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, and Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. So with my style of trading, I like to start with the market. Let the market tell me which direction it's going. With the 10 over the 20, with price over the 50. We had a question earlier if we could set that up. So let's do it. So 10, 20, 50. And then I'll remove all my notes here. I'll go to the SPY. Okay. So ignore the order boxes. Ignore the circles. Just looking at a chart like this. I remember having this conversation with Steve Burns, author of many, many trading books. And I was like, Steve, I don't even understand. How do I know if it's an uptrend or a downtrend? Steve, I just, like, looking at this chart, I don't know. Looking at this chart right here, in fact, I couldn't tell you. I can see candles going up and I can see candles going down. I don't know which direction it's going. Oh, 80% accuracy Mahesh is implementing. I don't know when that's going to happen. Time period, I don't know. Will that be based on time period? I don't know. They said that that's going to be their next R&D venture. So it could be months, honestly, before we get that. Not soon enough, right? But anyway, back to here. If I were looking at this, and this is a pretty decent example, I do not know if this is trending up or if this is trending down. If it's trending up, what does that even mean? If it's trending down, what does that mean? Right? So let's expand this. And we're going to add them one at a time. So a 10-day exponential moving average, a simple moving average and exponential moving average are a little different. And an exponential takes more weighting on the current period than on prior periods. So a simple moving average is going to look a little different, but they're going to be pretty, they're going to be similar overall. It's just an exponential moving average is more up to date, is the way I look at it. So over the last 10 days, the stock was over it at this point here, right? And if prices are over the 10-day moving average, that is an indicator for short-term trend. In fact, screenshot this once I find it. My little cheat sheet that I got from Steve. Here. The 10-day EMA is the indicator of the short-term trend. You've probably heard me say, you know, if it closes above or under the 10-day, then I would consider the trend changing, right? So if the trend is up and price closes over the 10, that's a really good sign. So now we see it's closed under and over a couple times, then closed under and then went down. So let's add a 20 period, right? We've got a fast, a medium, and a long term. So if we add the 20 period, that's your medium length moving average. And I like to see them stacked, right? So if the 10 period is over the 20 period here, that's an indicator of a pretty strong trend. Even when it breaks down through the 10, still didn't break down through the 20. So it continues to be very strong here. And you can see the crossover happens around right here, which actually let's leave that line right there. Let's leave a line right here where the crossover happens again. And you can see a pretty strong sell-off. And then a crossover happens back up here. And then another crossover, right? So these crossovers are important. They're big deals. It may drift sideways during this time, but these crossovers are really indicative of if the trend is actually moving, if the trend is actually changing. And then for another level of detail, right? If we add the 50 period moving average, we can see that the trend is up, very strong, crosses down, price even goes under here. At this point, I would be like, oof, I don't know about this market. We've got the 10 under the 20, price is under the 50. That's really, really weak. And you can see it bounced over here a little bit, and then it continued down after that point. And down. And then the same thing happened here on the other side. We had a crossover, and it's been going up and up and up. So by layering these three together, you can really get a real perspective on the market. Because even though this was, you know, a decent sell-off here, it only really started to sell off when everything was below the 50, right? It only really started to get bad when the 50 period was crossed under by the other moving averages here. So you asked me to build that in TradingView. I don't have TradingView, but I do have TrendSpider. So I thought I'd share that with you. I hope that was helpful. So Steve Burns directly taught me that. All right, looking at the chart here, we have the 10 over the 20, prices over the 50. The trend is strong with this one. That's a little Star Wars reference. The trend is strong with this one. Don't get in its way. Don't go short. However, market breadth still is lagging. market breadth, the number of stocks above their own 50-day. We talked about the 50-day. The number of stocks in the market above their own 50-day is still lagging. 10, 20, 50, same thing, same story here. And this is on trading or barchart.com. You can just Google barchart MMFI and you'll get this exact page. You'll have to add some moving averages, but you'll be there. But this may have found a bottom. This may have. I don't know. If this can pull up, if we can start having some breadth thrust, I would be getting along this market. But I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. So I've been out of the market because of that. However, for you guys, I'm going to continue on showing you some opportunities with Outlier. So let's chat on AMD, because AMD was my pick yesterday. It's up it's over 2% right now. Let's talk AMD on the 2.0 signals, because it actually showed yesterday as a 2.0 signal, but it still has not shown as a 1.0 signal buy signal yet. So this is a perfect example of, hey, we're already in this early before the 1.0 even acknowledges it. Let that load. Before the 1.0 even acknowledges it. Now, if we zoom in here, my exit criteria is the 10 EMA broken, which is not, half ATR from entry, which is not, or a close below the prior day's low. Now, I didn't mark up my chart, but as you can see here, it's nowhere close to the 10 EMA. It's up 2%+ today, so it's not breaking the half ATR. But I do need to update my my PowerPoint to include the new color coding. So this was G25 yesterday. When I say two shades darker would be my exit point here, that would be G like 35, which would be this color of green. So it's got two shades darker to go. So if I were in AMD, which I'm not, I would still be holding it. I don't have a reason to exit. So let's go to the next step here. So grab the outlier signals for today. So this is the watch list and the 2.0. We have 19 of them. Just going to copy that list, put it in a spreadsheet so I can copy it into TrendSpider. All right, there's the list of 19 names right there. And then the next step is to run the chart scanner. It's going to check that the price is in the direction of the trend. There's no order blocks in our way. There's no earnings in the next 3 days. So that should just refresh if I do this. Cool. So there are 9 that pass from that criteria. Max asks, how do you translate the colors to numbers on the graph? Oh, this is inside the 2.0. You'll see this next week. If you look on this line up here, Max, you'll see where it says heat map G38.12. Those are the new heat map numbers. That was a request that I had made and a couple other customers had made as well. Because historically, I was using a Google plugin to tell me what shade of green it was. In the bottom right-hand corner, you can see the shades of green. So we've made that just like 10 times easier. So it's just right there. So good question. Going back, this is that short list here. Let's throw these in the Variance Explorer. Now, this is where I can backtest a bunch of stuff at once, which is super cool. On the daily with 1,000 candles, but I have to type it in manually. So CFG, HST, MCK. If you're wondering what I'm typing in, it's this list that pulled through on the scanner just a minute ago. NMV or MVMI. This is not copy and pasteable into this yet, but I assume that that will be an enhancement coming soon. RDN. Oh, if you need TrendSpider, I always like to put that out there. SEIC. SPR. VAB. And we'll delete Erie because that was the default one. And then let's go. Cool. Now, looking at this list, pop this back over here. Yeah, they do need to fix this sorting. It's not exactly sorting correctly, but these three, I'm not even going to look at because they have a negative expectancy. This back test is ultra simple. It's just basically buying above the 10 EMA, selling below the 10 EMA. That's about it. So we've got a handful here. Let's start with the highest relative strength. I'm sorry, highest back test and work our way down. So I'm going to go look at MVMI. I'm going to close outlier 1 point. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. MVMI. Let's compare. Let's compare. So the 1.0 does not have a buy signal yet, but a 519% signal return. That's crazy. That's crazy. You do this. 500% return. I like that. And so we do have the buy signal today on MVMI. Performance summary. Buy and hold, 43%. Outlier, 1.28%. Let's jump it out to 1 year. Now I'm curious, if this says 519, that's 38% here. Does that go on max? I don't know. We're going to learn this together. Oh, yeah. I love it, dude. Glad you're here. Insurance provider, how can you add criteria for earnings in the next 3 days? Yeah, you can add that for sure. So this says 325. Okay. So it must be the max return that we're seeing on here. I was curious. I didn't actually know that because this is 325 using the 2.0 signals. And you can see buy and hold versus outlier. And a lot of time you're in buy and hold. A lot of time you're in cash and you're getting pretty good on here. I think that's pretty awesome. Very positive return there. Bluefin Trader says, oh, he's got SPX A50R for market breadth. Yeah, basically the same thing, my dude. Awesome. Okay, MVMI. Looks good from the backtesting perspective. So let's go here into Tastyworks, NVMI. So my criteria, 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, and it's usually around the 80 delta. I don't like 9 days, so we'll have to go out to April, which is 44 days. But there's nobody here, so open interest, 24 is the most. So I don't even care. You move on at that point, right? You just move on. All of your analysis is to let you know, hey, that's not the right trade for you. Let's go to the next highest one, SPR. Let's do it again, a 1.0 and 2.0. 1.0 loads faster, so we'll start there. Signal return 10%, so that's positive expectancy. SPR. See right here, we got the buy signal today inside the green overlay. No buy signal today, no green overlay in the 1.0 versus 2.0. Let's go to the performance summary. 32% versus buy and hold 68%. That's okay. That's positive expectancy. That's what I want to see. Let's go to max view. While that runs, let's go to SPR. April. Oh, here we go. Everybody's home for this one. Everybody's home here. Hang on, I want to see this. Oh, look at this outperformance. Look at this outperformance. Outlier 25 positive. Buy and hold 52 negative. Freaking. Dude. This is so awesome. Look at that. It fell off a cliff. And then outlier, a lot of the time you're in cash. So what this tells me is that this stock has been really beaten up. But on the parts where you could get in long, specifically long here, you would have had tremendous outperformance. 75 percentage points over performance there. I love that. Okay, let's go back here. This is SPR. What is SPR? Spirit Aero Systems. Outlier is an infinite money glitch. Oh my gosh, dude. That's what I was saying earlier. Oh my gosh. We're changing the world with this. Okay. So I'm going to start. This is the Delta column. I'm going to start at the 80 Delta. This is a dollar wide. I will not buy a dollar wide. Why would I not buy a dollar wide? If I spend 560 and I had to get out of it, but I can only earn back 460, that's a dollar, right? So if I lose a dollar between there, divided by the cost I sold it for, that means I lose 18% on my investment. I lose 18% on my call from buying and selling. No way. Even this one, where all the liquidity is still a dollar wide. That's nearly a dollar. That's almost a dollar. I would not trade this. I don't know why SPR's bid-ask spread is so wide, but I would not, under any circumstance, take this trade because I would lose a ton on the spread. Oh, being bought by Boeing. They manufactured the doors that were falling off. Wow. Okay. That was a good one, Brian. All right. So we're not going to do Spirit. Let's go to WAB. We'll let those load. Pop this up. April. Okay. This one would work, 92 Delta, but it's $4 wide? Frick no. This one's only a 58 Delta. It's 30 cents wide, but it's mostly extrinsic. It's like two-thirds extrinsic. So I'm not going to go there. Just curious, what does their performance summary look like? Positive expectancy, 1090. Through PNC next. This may be my process here. Well, while that loads, I pull over here and look at the options chain. That could save us a minute. 65 Delta has 258, but it's about 50% extrinsic value, you know, $10 at 450. So I don't even have to look. Outlier's performance summary, positive 28%. I'll take it. Hey, this is cool. So it actually tracked right in line with buy and hold. And then you missed all of this hot garbage right here where the stock was farting around. And now it's come back up. Outlier would be getting back in. Let's go to the max view. Is option trading the same? I'll see the same data. Yeah, it should be. It should be. I can't imagine, honestly. Like, this is not like Tastyworks prices. These are market prices. So yeah, it should be the same. Okay. All right. So this one here, we're not going to be looking at PNC. Let's go to MCK. Oh, MCK. And then while that works, April, 80 Delta. Oh, there's nobody here. 10, 15, 40. No. RDN. Since we're here, let's look at performance summary. Outlier positive, 633. RDN. Positive 39. I'm looking forward to having this in the production next week because it's going to be a lot faster. So positive 13 here. Positive 39. Okay. Either way, positive expectancy. RDN. This is our last choice here. Nah. Nobody's there. I only look at in the money calls. So yeah, I would not be putting on any trades today. because there are nothing liquidity-wise setting up, right? That's how it goes sometimes, right? All these incredible opportunities brought to you every day by Outlier. And maybe you're buying the stock, right? Maybe you're buying the stock. But for me, I like to trade options. I love the leverage that you can get from it. And yeah, that's why I look at options. I do want to just put this on your plate. March 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Central time, 11 a.m. West Coast time. We will be live with me, Mark, and Mahesh, going through all the 2.0 step-by-step how to use it. And the 2.0 signals will be in your production, in your Outlier account by Monday, which I'm so stoked about. Y'all have a great afternoon. No trades today. We'll talk soon.